So I've got another story today for you. You know what this one's about? This is about a house that was in the middle of a town that was neglected, run down, and the garden had grown lots and lots of weeds. And it was so bad that the people in the town used to avoid walking on that side of the street because all the bushes had grown over the footpath and nobody wanted to do anything about it. The council didn't want to spend any money on it. But one day, a lady came to town and she went for a walk down the street. And curiosity overcame her and she walked over to the house and she started looking around. Now the neighbours, they got a bit curious too, you know. What was this lady up to? Was she going to make complaints about the state of the house? Anyway, she took some photos and walked around inside the yard and round on the footpath and that. And so, you know what neighbours do, don't you? They gossip. They tell stories. They make things up. And they started making these stories up about this lady looking in the yard. But anyway, a few days later, she turned up at the council office inquiring about who owned the house. And the council said, well, it's a bit of a sad story because they haven't paid their rates. And there's more money owing on the house than what it's worth. She said, well, how much is it worth? And he said, well, you know, it's a lot of money. He made the assumption that she wasn't going to be able to afford what he was asking. And then he came up with a figure. And she wrote a check out and bought the house right there and then. Wow. So now the assumption was, what is she going to do with it? But her and her husband got together, and over 12 months, they cleaned up the yard, they replaced the windows in the house, they painted the house, and suddenly it became, not an eyesore, but it became something to behold. A picture of beauty. And after it was all finished, she put a big sign up on the gate. You know what she said? It said, free gardening lessons. Wow. Suddenly, all these people started turning up for free gardening lessons. And then they got inquisitive and they said, what drives you? What motivates you? And she said, well, when I was young, somebody took me in and taught me how to do gardening. And I've been able to use this trade. And I've been able to improve other people's lives. And so, in that town, suddenly, she was giving lessons on how to change people's lives. And that's what our story and our service is about today. How can we change people's lives? Yeah. Is that a good story? In the presentation that I've got, there's an acronym. You know what an acronym is? It's letters that represent something. And the letters that I want you to listen for, and at the end of the service to tell me, is W, W, J, D. Do you know what that means? Shh. He's got to listen. So do you want to repeat it to me? Correct. All right? So you listen for what I say they mean and then come to me at the end of it and tell me what it is. All right? No worries then. All right. Thanks.